Let's say a quick little prayer here. Sorry. We're going to just finish this off with some notes and we're going to move forward. So let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you so much for your goodness, your grace. A lot of things going on today, dear God, but we just pray in a special way that your people here today will get what they need, Lord. We don't have a lot of time and we want to devote the time that we do have to you. So make it useful. Make effective the moments that we have together, as well as when we go back to work, dear God. So just help them to take what they need from this last presentation in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so first we talked about the theory. Now let's talk about the practice. Top three actions of personal ministries is assess, access, and then address. All right? I did that intentionally so it's easy to remember, right? Assess, access, and then address. All right? And what does that mean? Is there somebody coming in? Okay. All right. So we'll move forward here. First thing you want to do is assess. Understand your context. Okay? First thing you want to do, no problem. Okay. You just said a prayer. Come on in. No, you're fine. Okay. Okay. Yeah, you could just leave it there if it's not. All right. So the first thing you want to do is assess your context. Understand your context. Ellen White says, study yourself. Try every motive. Seek to exhibit Christ, right? What I'm saying to you now, is understand yourself. Understand what your strengths are. Understand a little bit of your weaknesses. Because this will help you understand what ministries you want to gravitate to and what ministries you don't want to gravitate to. Part of personal ministries is sometimes organizing lay preaching. That could be you preaching, or that means you can get somebody else to preach. So think about what your strengths are and know those strengths, know your boundaries, know what you're not called to do. All right? That'll help you speed things up. Study your church. Learn the strengths and weaknesses of your church. Think of its location too, right? Think about the surrounding areas. What are people like? Why the laugh, Pastor? Talk to me. You think it's important? Amen. All right. So study your church. Look around you. Figure out what the situation is like, because every church's situation is going to be different. Like I was saying, I was in a Quebec conference. We had about 99% people who were Caribbean, and like around the church, it was like I would say 85% Caucasian Quebecois, you know? And so just like, it's just kind of weird, right? And people would say, oh, which church do you go to? And we say, we go to the church. And they're like, oh, the black church. And I was like, no, it's not a black church. Everybody can come. And so what we had to do was be intentional about evangelism, to where we started to add some color into the situation, for lack of a better phrase, right? So our church, over about a three-year period, we baptized about 30 young people. And through small groups, and it was multicultural. We had different people of different nationalities, ethnicities. So it kind of opened it up for other things. So study your needs of your church. Study the public. Ellen White, I'm not going to read all of it. Ellen White says, the work of winning souls to Christ demands careful preparation. Man cannot enter the Lord's service without needed training and expect the highest success. The architect will tell you how long it took him to understand. Sure. How to plan a tasteful, commodious building. And so it is in the callings that men follow. Should the servants of Christ show less diligence in preparing work infinitely more important? Should they be ignorant of the ways and means to be employed in winning souls? So this is the thing. We need to take time to assess, right? So tools for internal assessment. Here are just some tools that you can use to understand the situation in your church. There's spiritual gifts tests. We can give you those at the conference. There's the love languages test. That's available online for free as well. Myers-Briggs is a personalities test. Interest surveys, health surveys, and also just simply listening. So I'm going to just touch a little bit on them really quickly. Spiritual gift surveys, they basically are a survey that you can give to your church, and they help understand where people are gifted and where they're not gifted, so you can offer them positions based on their area of giftedness, right? So on the questionnaire there, you see it says, I am skilled at organizing people to accomplish many different tasks and objectives. And it'll say 0 to 5, and then you'll circle off which one you think it is. I can easily determine whether a statement is true in Scripture or not. 0 to 5, you know? And so basically, based on the profile that you put there, you can help understand where people's areas of giftedness are. So that's a simple one. We have some at the conference. Some are available online. Contact me. The five love languages. This one is powerful, friends. God is what? God is love. And so love is a big part of what we do. And you would be so surprised to realize how many people sometimes in church and in their day-to-day interactions don't feel loved. I preach about this, actually, how powerful this is, because, I mean, sometimes you think, so there's stories from this ministry that'll tell you, young people believe that their parents didn't love them. But the way that the parents would express love is through touch, but never through words. So they say, all right, son, good job. All right, son, they just say, you know, just touch the person. But the person who was on the receiving end, they needed words, you know? And we all have different ways that we communicate love and receive love. So you go on this website, fivelovelanguages.com, and you can do the test for free, as well as there's books and seminars, materials. It will change the way your church operates, I'm telling you. It's changed the relationship with me and my mom. My mom, she likes actions. Don't say nice things to her. I would say nice things to her. She's like, wash those dishes. That's all she cares about. You know what I mean? I wouldn't wash the dishes. End of the world. You know? I wash the dishes. I love you, son. Thank you so much. It was amazing. Amazing. So this thing is powerful to run into your church and to have everybody understand that, because families will be drawn tighter because of this. Myers-Briggs is similar. It's a personalities test assessment. The basic idea is that there's 16 personalities types. And you can basically do the test online, 16personalities.com, and it'll show you where your areas of giftedness are or how you think, and it will help you understand where you can contribute in terms of work and your careers as well in the church. So this is a good place to go to just get that information to understand your congregation. Study your surroundings. Enter the large cities and create an interest among high... Sorry. Uh-huh. Love languages.
If it's this for ourselves, or we can do it to the church.
Both. Okay. Both.
And doing it to the church because it's online. How we will
do it?
Do it, and not only do it, but acknowledge what's happening. If you said to people, okay, go online and do it, instead of giving them a copy to do it, and we collect it after.
I think the way that you would probably do that, the main way is like you give out the form and then collect the form at the end, you know? But if you don't want to do that, then you send people to do it and then you just ask them, okay, let me keep a track of what you are, right? And then you have people... Yeah, it will be hard. It will be hard. But I think, yeah... you know, one way that I get people to do things at churches is you have a little competition. You say, okay, everybody who brings this in by this date or something gets a small little prize or something like that. These are things that you can use in your budget, you know? Or we give you something towards your budget in your ministry or your small action group or something like that, you know? Something that'll bless somebody else. So you can do little things like that. Study your surroundings. Make it your work to preach the gospel to the poor, but do not stop there. Seek to reach the higher classes. Study your location with a view to letting your light shine forth to others. This work should have been done long since, she's saying. While he ministered to the poor, Jesus also studied ways to find the rich. Also to find ways of reaching the rich. The point that I wanted to bring up this quote here was simply, it's important to not only study one group of people. We have community service to reach the poor, but in Acts of the Apostles, you know who Ellen White says should be the first group we should reach? She says the wealthy. You want to know why? Because they have influence.
They have connections.
Connections, exactly. Honestly, they have connections. So she says, really consider that. Jesus studied this. He would look at them and you'd say, how can I speak to this person? Find out what they're interested in and try to reach out to them, because it's important that we do that as well. We're intentional about reaching the world. I could say so much more about this, but I don't have time. So, tools for external assessment. Community interest surveys, StatsCan, local publications, word of mouth, and simply watching. So here's a couple things. Know your community. We just did a survey like this at Christ the Way, the Southern Church in Edmonton. And we printed up this little health survey, and we designed it, and we put it out. And basically, you go to door to door, and you ask people in the community. We're a new church in the area, if you are a new church. And we have a couple questions that we'd like to ask. And people have no problem doing this survey. People were very nice. Pretty much everybody had no problem doing the survey. And you just ask, physical health, what would interest you most? Vegetarian cooking classes, children's cooking classes, health expos for adults, health expos for children, stop smoking program, or exercise weight management program, or you could even put diabetes program. Mental health, depression recovery, grief recovery, marriage, stress, etc., etc., and then spiritual at the end, Bible studies, prophecy studies, whatever. And people have no problem usually doing this, and then they just fill out their information at the bottom. There's actually an app that you can get. So instead of just a pad and paper, you can do it on your phone or an iPad, where the person can just hit the buttons. It's called Quick Tap Survey. So I'll you can ask me about that afterwards. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Accept.
Yes.
How we will go through to answer those needs?
Needs
that said, okay, they want the cooking class. They want to Do we will make them pay, or we will offer them the class?
No, they.
That's
what I'm going to get to. That that's coming up. So the first thing, step, we're still in the stage of assessment, right? So assess, access, then address, right? So we're talking about assessing. The other thing that's important is medical missionary work. Don't have time to spend there. But if you go to Stats Canada, statscan.gc.ca, this website allows you to find out about statistics in certain areas of Edmonton or Alberta. So you can zoom in on certain areas of town and find out what's the rate of diabetes, what's the rate of depression, what's the rate of different sicknesses or different conditions or what people need in those areas. StatsCan is a website that's open to the public that gives you that information. So here's an example. We were just in Sylvan Lake. And what were some of the felt needs in Sylvan Lake? Well, it says there in 2012, the disease with the highest prevalence rate per 100 population in Sylvan Lake was hypertension. So we found out that high blood pressure is what people are dealing with in Sylvan Lake. And so we said, okay, there's a program that we can do that's slightly connected with that, Diabetes Undone, which is slightly related to hypertension. But and then we went through other graphs, and again, it shows you that hypertension is way higher than the rest. It's not way higher, but just a little bit higher. So this is Alberta, and this is hypertension in Sylvan Lake, you know? So the average. So we're able to keep track of how things are in local areas. Go
so
ahead.
Does that website give you the breakdown of every town in Alberta?
Most towns in Alberta, yeah. Most towns in Alberta.
Okay.
Yeah. It's really...
Depression levels too?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you'll find some of them on depression as well.
Where is that website again?
StatsCan. StatsCan.gc.ca. And sometimes the website of your city will also have that health information there as well. So this is something that we researched before we went there, and it shows you the age breakdown of what people are dealing with, or just the demographics. So we knew that in Sylvan Lake, the majority of people were between 35 and 64. So that's the target audience that you want to reach, whatever event you want to do. Yeah. Does that make sense? So that's your community. So knowing your own community. So once we understand the predominant needs, what do? That's when you access. So this is where you start to get the proper material and personnel in place to do that. So what will be our means of connecting? We want to follow what Jesus did. How did Jesus reach the people around him? What was in common? There was a woman that was needing water, right? A woman needing a daughter to be healed. Man needing a healing for a paralysis. Nicodemus needing religious advice. Man needing healing for a withered hand. What's the word that keeps popping up?
Needs.
So whatever the community needs that they don't have, that's what we want to try to provide. And we get close to them through doing that, because here's Christ's method. The Savior mingled with men as one who desired their good and showed his sympathy for them, ministered to their what? Needs, and won their confidence. Then he bade them follow me. So that's the order in where we're supposed to work. So now addressing the needs. I want to tell you a really cool testimony, but I don't have time to do that. So just going to skip here. So some tools. Tools to help you reach needs. Personal tools. Glow tracks are great. I don't know if you guys know what glow tracks are.
No.
Okay. Glow tracks are small little tracks. Square size. I think I had some here.
In here, the file.
Oh, there you go. Perfect. Perfect. Thank you. These are glow tracks, right? And these are little things that you can hand out or just leave after a restaurant or something, and you can put the church address on the back. And they'll answer specific questions. There's different questions. Some of them will be about the Sabbath. Some of them will be about death. Some of them will be about various things, that questions that people have. And you can hand those out. Amazing Facts videos. They have some videos out online that answer specific doctrines, and they're interesting to watch. Sharing those online are great. Literature, there's so many different books that Adventists have put out. I mean, the ABC is literally replete with books. Small groups, Beyond the Search, that's a really good tool. I'm going to show you what that is in a second. Digma is a video series that's put out by Ty Gibson and Lightbearers Ministry, and this is in the similar one.
I was reading. He was like, "Seriously, you're an atheist?" Yeah.
And because of the sake of time, what he says is, "I'm an atheist too, because you believe in a. Do you not believe in a God that burns people forever in hell, and that is really not a mean God, but not a nice God, but it's a mean God?" And he's like, "Yeah, I don't believe in that." Because he's like, "Well, neither do I." Right. So a lot of the different ideas that people have about God, the wrong ideas. He's saying that I don't believe in that God, because that's not the God of the Bible. Amen? So that's a way you can send that video to your friends. Also, they're on DVDs. You can order them from Lightbearers. Tools to help churches reach needs. So these are larger events. Cooking classes, depression recovery, CHIP programs, concerts, health expos, VBS children's event. People need help with their children. Oh, man. People want children's events. Parents, because you're a church, they will let you take their kids. You know, if you put on children's events, and they'll appreciate what the kids will learn when you spend time with the children. Marriage counseling, financial peace seminars, diabetes undone, Beyond the Search studies, lynda.com. I'll get into that. Beyond the Search is another video series. Really quickly, the idea is that, yeah, it's really good. 22-minute videos that you play in a small group. High quality. Adventist doctrines. I don't have time to go into it to play it all, but anyway, the idea is that you play those in a small group, and then you study the topic that they talked about for half an hour, and ask questions about them. It's easy. It's like a television Bible study, basically, but you interact after you watch the videos. Does that make sense? They're very, very well done. There you go. Thank you. Highly.
We use it.
There you go. Beyond the Search.
The helping cooking class, we have that on the Beyond the Search, or is something else?
Something else. This is another thing that you guys can do, and I'm just going to rush to finish. Cooking classes, simple and less complex than other ministries, easy to run, and you quite often get the greatest response. People want food. Amen? When Jesus was being followed by 5,000 in John 6, what did the people want? They're like, do a miracle. Make what? Make bread fall from heaven, right? Once you give people free food, you'll see numbers. I'm telling you. So healthy cooking classes are a great thing to start off. And you can just do one event. It's one night, one day. Go ahead.
Sorry, mm-hmm. It's like the cooking classes, because sometimes when we do it at churches more, we gather at churches, like there are different men that do that. But the way I understand it here is like in the small group, we can do that too.
You can do that too. But you let the church know, so that the church says, okay, they have an event. Everybody support that event. You know what I mean? That's one way you can do it as well, right? Diabetes Undone. Wes Youngberg, Dr. Wes Youngberg, just finished his program. Diabetes is supposed to be one of the leading causes of debilitating disease by the year 2020, if second or if not first after depression, I think. So diabetes is a really big deal, and this helps you reverse type 2 diabetes in like an 8-week program, and you can run it at the church. People really, really appreciate this. You can just buy that from Life and Health. Great series. And it's very simple, straightforward. I'll skip that. Health Expo, we just ran this Health Expo at Bourbon University. A lot of people who never came from the community up to the college came to the community college for the first time because of this Health Expo. We had about 200 people go through the entire expo. And that includes Adventists as well as the public, the general public. So it was a really big event. And there was a lady who, at the end, she says, "I never knew the Adventists were into health. If I had known, I would have come here much earlier." She actually said that, you know? And there's a lot of people who are afraid of Adventists because it's the church, the college up there, and they stay away. They're like, they think we're a cult, you know?
Human sacrifices over.
Right, right. Yeah, this is what they think. Yeah, you know? So the idea is that this was an event that opened up the community to this, and you're like, this is amazing. And so, you know, Health Expo is always very interesting. It's kind of washed out there, but we just did one. We also did one for Change School Evangelism in front of the co-op in Leduc. And so they always love that because they know this is going to attract people to their store. And then you can get people through there, and then you get contacts for Bible studies afterwards, right? So it's a really cool thing to do. Establishes relevance. It's a fun one-day event, possibility to meet many people. Usually we have 30, 50, 100 people going through. Great as a leading evangelism event. So like if you're going to have a series after, this you do first, then you invite people to the series or to the concert afterwards, and it works really well. Very visible. People see it driving by, they're like, wow, what's all these colors and big banners and stuff like that? Great. So what type of ministry events are you guys interested in? Here, just really show of hands. What do you feel like you want to emphasize?
We start to work in small groups.
Small groups, amen. Okay.
Well, I was thinking depression and cooking.
Depression and cooking, awesome, awesome. Anyone else? Ideas?
I'm in health ministry, so we're having a next
Amen, amen.
On a health expo later on.
And are you promoting it in the public?
Yes.
Amen. Good news. Okay. There's another one that you can advertise. Peacemakers, conflict resolution. These guys will actually help you to resolve conflicts effectively and in a Christian fashion. It's a series kind of like the Depression Recovery, and they teach you how to resolve conflicts, really, really rough conflicts. Dr. Boyd at the university is trained in this, and he can come to your church and train you how to do it as well. So it's a really great program. Conflict resolution, and then I want to show you, okay. That's it. Yeah, there you go. All right. So these are some links. AlbertaAdventist.ca/PM. Maybe take a picture of that. That's our personal ministry's website. That's where these MP3s are most likely going to be posted after. The GC, personal ministry's website, is after that. FestivalTheLady.com.org, excuse me. I'm on the committee for the NAD for that website. So if you guys have suggestions for things you want to see online, let me know, and I'm going to be able to influence how that looks online. CompassionMovement.org is something that is going to be starting very soon in April. They want people to love people in the community more. They want Adventists to be known for love. Amen?
Amen.
Should we be known for love?
Yes.
If we serve a God of love, we should be loving people. So they're trying to encourage people, Adventists in April, to go out and to do something that's compassion-oriented in the public and to let the church show the world that we love them. And so check that out. That's an awesome thing. People may get involved in that. These are some links that'll help. And the last website is lynda.com. Lynda.com is a website not so much for resources, Adventist resources, but it's a training website. So if you want to learn how to do something that's media ministry oriented, go to lynda.com. It's a very great website where you pay a little bit and then they'll show you how to finish up projects, edit videos, you know, do things, almost anything on a computer. So I don't have time to go more into that. But that's it. My name is Nwamiko Madden. Sandra Deer is the director of the Personal Ministries. I am the assistant director. That's my information if you want to reach me.
Can
And thank you so much for coming here, guys. I really appreciate it. If you have questions, stick around and ask me. But let's say a closing prayer right now as you guys take pictures or get some notes. let's close. Father in heaven, thank you so much for your goodness, your grace. I know we're in a little bit of a rush because we want to try and finish on time so people can live their lives. But thank you so much for the fact that you gave your life for our sake, Father. You put us first. And so we just want to say to you, dear God, that we're willing to be used by you. These personal ministers in this room, make them effective ministers in what they have to do, dear God, so that people experience and see what it is to bring a soul to Jesus, the greatest joy that it's possible to experience on this side of eternity. Thank you so much for their commitment, Lord. Bless them in it and let them see your grace and your glory in that work. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.